connecting the dots of the Constitution for you like no one else can. The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's an attorney, a disabled U.S. Army veteran, an author, public speaker, mother, pastor's wife, and a patriot. She's Chris Ann Hall.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match.
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Chris Ann Hall here, behind the Liberty First microphone, bringing you your daily dose of liberty and truth. Truth, which is not fair and balanced. Truth based in the words of the framers themselves. Based in constitutional principles, not political preference. I endeavor to never engage in cult of personality worship. And I believe it's, you know, really one of my pet peeves, this whole idea that we have to worship our employees. It really, really makes me go crazy to see people defend politicians time and time again for unconstitutional votes. And unfortunately, we have an entire federal government that is now operating unconstitutionally. But we don't seem to see a remedy out of this. We can't find anybody who understands how the system is supposed to work well enough, combined with the courage to do something about it. You see, much of what we're going to be, what we talk about every single day is, what does the Constitution say? And how is the government operating? And the way that I teach is combining the truth that created this country over history with the proper understanding of how the Constitution is supposed to work. So let me put it this way. We have all been taught through decades of history that the Tea Party held in Boston, where the Sons of Liberty threw the tea in the harbor, was all about taxes. Taxation without representation. Well, the truth of the matter is, it simply wasn't just taxes that were being passed absent representation. It was every single law. The colonists had no representation in Parliament. There was no one. The Parliament and the King would not allow the colonists to elect representatives who were residents of the colonies to go over and represent them in Parliament. Parliament said, no, you don't have to do that. We have people already here willing to represent the needs of the colonists. But the colonists said this: if you're creating laws that you do not have to submit yourself under, if you're creating laws that you are not subject to, then this is not representation. This is legislation without representation. Every single law passed on the colonies by Parliament was done absent representation. So keeping that in mind, we have to really look at this, because this is going to be something that's, I don't know if you've ever heard this before, or you've heard this and you've wondered this, or how this works. You understand there are House committees and Senate committees. I mean, we got a really big fat dose of this with the Thugs of Eight and their amnesty bills. Members of the Senate meeting in secret, creating legislation in secret. Committee meetings meeting in secret with just a handful of senators. just a handful of House members getting information that the rest of them don't get. Creating laws based on information not available to all the representatives or all the senators. You see, this is the same thing. Yes, they were elected via our process. Yes, they were chosen by the people to represent. But do they really represent the people? If your member of the, if your elected member of the House of Representatives is excluded from the lawmaking process, are you really represented? Let's put it this way. If your representative puts forward a bill, something that you and your the members of your community have pushed your representative to do based on your needs and your desires, and the House leader, the Speaker of the House, or wait a minute, let's just boil this down a little bit closer. The committee members refuse to let your representative's bill come before the House of Representatives for a vote. Refuses to let the other members of the House of Representatives actually even see your representative's bill. Because that's what happens. So many of what our representatives try to do die in committee before any of the other representatives actually ever get to see this legislation. Which means a handful of representatives have the power to remove the entire vote, the entire wants and desires of an entire House district. Is that representation? When a handful of representatives have more power than others? How is that equal representation under the law? What if the Speaker of the House, who has the power to bring bills to the floor for a vote, refuses to bring a bill to the floor? This happens all the time. What that means is one person has more power than any other in the House of Representatives. Is that equal representation for the representatives? How does your representative represent you when he could have absolutely no voice at all? Now, that's just how the rules operate. Throw in the mix, right? Throw in the mix. Maybe you're Justin Amash, hated by Karl Rove, not a Republican favorite. As a matter of fact, when you read anything about Justin Amash, he always has a tag in front of him, the Libertarian Republican. You know, that makes me so sad, if I can just sort of chase this rabbit real quick, that we have to call Justin Amash a Libertarian Republican. Because, frankly, Justin Amash embodies the principles that are pure to the Republican Party. Real conservatism. Real constitutionalism. But we have to isolate him and call him a Libertarian Republican. Can I remind you, Republican establishment, that you are losing members of your Republican Party in leaps and bounds and groves and bunches because you have drawn this distinction among your own party. So when you lose in 2014 and you are headed down the road to lose very, very big, I hope someone is listening to me. You are running the risk of losing very, very big. Don't blame the Tea Party for that. Don't blame people like me who are telling the truth for that. The only person you have to blame is the man in the mirror. Because guess what? The people don't like John Boehner, but you keep shoving them down our throats. We no longer support Marco Rubio, so don't even try to run him in 2016. We fired Alan West. Can you stop trying to push him up? For whatever reason, and I'm not going to get into that. The real issue here is, do the people have representation anymore? And the Republican Party's efforts to shove representatives down our throats, forcing us into the lesser of two evils. And then once we get them into office, they're not given full voice. They have to earn their way into committees to have a voice. They have to keep their favor with the Speaker of the House in order to have bills pushed forward. What will we do when we really, really wake up and realize that we no longer have a representative government? I mean, what's going to happen when that awakening happens? And we realize that it's the political parties that have representation and not the people. And that it's certain hand-picked members of the House and the Senate that have all the voice. The fundamental principles upon which this nation were built don't exist in the very halls of power. You have representatives being denied their voice. The executive branch refusing to respond to Congress. The House leaders refusing to hear your bills. You know what? Hey, legislation without representation. Time to wake up.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Show. Trying to defeat the insanity in our government by educating the people on the truth and the true meaning of a constitutional republic. This last first part of our break, I'm sorry, excuse me, right before the break, the first part of the show, I took the time to educate on the representative style government that we have, remembering that as a republic, we rely on representation to create laws. And how is it that you can have a constitutional republic when your representatives do not have full representation? When committees can steal your representatives' votes, when leaders of committees can steal your representative votes, when House speakers and leaders of the Senate can steal your representatives' votes, do you really have a representative government anymore? I want you to understand what is going on here. Because the tea went in the harbor in 76, not because of taxes, but because of legislation without representation. Which is why we created a constitutional republic and not a kingdom. We have to really understand what we're doing here. And this is a provision that was placed into the Constitution specifically to remind our senators that they are to have equal representation. The framers did not fear that the House of Representatives would lose power. And if there was anything that our founders failed in, was believing and understanding how quickly we would forget the value of representation. Now, I guess maybe you could arguably say it hasn't been quickly. And after all, Benjamin Franklin is credited with saying that we have a republican government if we can keep it. So I think they knew history well enough to know that there was a lifespan to the government that they gave us, which its virulence would depend upon the vigilance of the people. Would we stay awake? Richard Henry Lee said that we would be facing these unavoidable periods of inattentiveness. They knew that in societies throughout history, people become lazy in luxury. They become pacified by prosperity and provision. As long as we're happy, we're not really so concerned about not being slaves. The socialists know that. I mean, that was the whole principle. That was the whole mechanism for the communist takeover of Russia. People willing to stand in line for hours, for toilet paper and cheese and whatever the government wanted to hand out that day. There's an ongoing funny sort of joke about how Russians will stand in line. Just get in line and stand in line. One man says, "What are you standing in line for?" "I don't know." "What are you standing in line for?" He says, "I don't know. I just saw a line, just got in it." That's a cultural thing. So they're willing to stand in line for whatever the government has to give. And the vodka flowed freely on the street corners. Because you see, if you can keep the people pacified, you can keep them in servitude. You have to feed them with enough of their own addiction and then allow them to become hopeless. And when they're drowning in their addiction and hopeless at the same time, and then you just slip them the provisions that they need to live. The perfect storm for slaves. People being deprived of liberty and not caring. Hey, what is our addiction today that is driving us into slavery? Come back after the break.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's liberty's lobbyist.
Standing always for truth, not fair and balanced. For liberty and principle, not party. And the real constitutional republic American way. Chris Ann Hall here behind the Liberty First microphone. Giving you the truth about government. In the face of government-imposed, composed media. Last half of the show, we explained what real representation is. Real representation is when every representative has equal voice in the House. when every senator has equal voice in the Senate. Our framers never imagined that our House of Representatives would be taken over by such great partisanship. And I guess maybe I shouldn't say never imagined. There was great argument about it. As a matter of fact, Washington gave some very, very stern warnings about allowing political parties to take over and become the factions that controlled. But you see, it was so important that every senator have equal voice, have equal representation on behalf of the states, that they put it in the Constitution. Amendment 5, Article 5. Article 5 says in the very last clause, no state without its consent shall be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate. What does that mean? No state without its consent shall be deprived of equal suffrage in the Senate. What that means is that no senator can have less voice or more voice than another senator. So if Harry Reid is able to hush your senator's voice through refusing something to the floor or denying someone access to information in a committee meeting, that is a constitutional violation, a violation of Article 5. I'm just trying to point out to you today that our government is really not representative anymore. It is more representative of party and power than it is of the people. And House members do not have equal voice anymore. Senators no longer have equal voice. Look, you have Justin Amash putting forth an amendment that would end this NSA creep into our lives. It would repeal the acts in the Patriot Act that allow the NSA these extensive surveillance operations that include my life and yours. And in response to that, we have to have secret meetings. The NSA having secret meetings with hand-picked House members. A top secret meeting with members of the House to lobby against this amendment. Now, obviously, Justin Amash understands that he is a representative of the people. And apparently his people, along with so many others in this country, are outraged at the violations of our Constitution. Look, this is not just surveillance. I don't know how to make this any more apparent. This is not about surveillance. This is about the federal government simply declaring the Bill of Rights doesn't apply to us if we can find an exception. Today, it's national security. Tomorrow, who knows what it is? Because after all, national security is such a vague term anyway. We can invoke that anytime we want to. And to have secret meetings whose only purpose is to scare members of the House of Representatives. I will never forget watching Michelle Bachmann sit in front of Judge Napolitano. Judge Napolitano very clearly and artfully explaining to Michelle Bachmann why the Patriot Act is wholly and completely unconstitutional, and why she should not be voting to extend the Patriot Act. And watching her look at him, just say, "But I'm in the Intelligence Committee meetings. You don't see what I see." Now, for liberty-loving patriots like Judge Napolitano, seeing things that the intelligent committees are bombarded with is never going to change your mind about the integrity of the Constitution. Because liberty-minded people understand you cannot trade liberty and obtain security. It's just not possible. Because the more liberty you trade, the more servitude you obtain. And a people in servitude to an overbearing, overpowering government is not going to make us secure. It actually makes us less secure. We have remained safe in this world, not because we have a big army, not because we have more military power, more nuclear weapons. We have remained safe in this world because the people in this country have liberty. And that scares the mess out of foreign governments. Nobody invades us because we all bear arms. Every single person who owns a firearm in this country is a potential soldier in the eyes of the enemies. But when they're pulled into these committees, right, you get people who go into, and this is by design, you have to understand this. If you are elected as a constitutional conservative, you're going to be put on one of these intelligence committees so that you can be talked into trading your liberty for security. And I will never forget Judge Napolitano, just the look on his face of total exasperation, not understanding how Michelle Bachmann cannot see this total disconnect as to how voting for the Patriot Act actually removes our security because it removes our liberty. And Michelle Bachmann left that meeting with Judge Napolitano and voted to extend the Patriot Act. The very congressional act that gave the NSA the authority to seep into the very most private aspects of our lives, the citizens of this country. And Justin Amash, representing the people, representing liberty, has brought forward an amendment to repeal this. Now, I have to give Justin kudos because he actually, on his Facebook page, thanks John Boehner for working to get this to a vote. I think that's a sad commentary that we have to thank the Speaker of the House for letting our items go to vote. But nonetheless, I suppose Justin is doing the right thing by thanking Boehner for this at this point in time. Justin Amash is probably a better diplomat than I am. I simply don't have time for diplomacy in this day. We are racing towards a precipice. We are getting ready to fall off the edge into an abyss of tyranny and slavery. And Justin, I think he's awesome, and he's in a position that I'm in, not in, so he can thank these people. I don't have time. I'm screaming to save our lives so that people will listen. But now the NSA is pulling secret meetings to deny the people their voice. This is why it is absolutely essential that you call your representatives and your senators today. We must flood their phone lines. We cannot give them a moment of respite until the Amash Amendment has passed. We must make them aware that we as people of this country value liberty above and everything else. It is only a liberty first mentality that will allow us to keep our national security. Please, please, can you encourage your friends, your families, your coworkers, your Facebook contacts, your Twitter friends, your tweeps, to start a never-ending phone and fax campaign to ensure that the Amash Amendment gets passed? See, I'm cynical here. I believe that Boehner has allowed this to come to the floor because he's convinced it will fail. He's convinced that the NSA will be able to do their brainwashing of our representatives, and this bill will fail. And he's only doing this for political benefit, to get not invoke the ire of the people, because he knows this is a strong issue. So I'm sorry, I can't give Boehner any credit for this. So why don't we prove Boehner wrong? Start calling, start faxing, start emailing today, and do not stop until the vote has taken place. And if we lose this vote, then you must bombard them with condemnation. Let them know we will not support fear. Your fear does not trump my right to liberty.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
My, oh my, where does the time go? Where does the time go? Look, I'm really, really trying hard to educate this morning on the true value of representative government. The understanding that every representative has an equal vote, an equal voice that cannot be overturned by committee members and committee leaders and House speakers and Senate leaders. This is unconstitutional. And it is, and this tyranny of one over many has seeped into the very representative process that we have. So you must, this is a call to action. You must stand up today and stop our representatives from being brainwashed into this security over liberty mentality one more time. Praise God Alan West is not in the House of Representatives today so that he could not infect them even more with his security over liberty mentality. We've got to make sure that we can get these people under control. Now listen, we do have some good news. I have evidence for you that we are waking up across this nation. U.S. California Sheriff, State of California Sheriff John D'Agostini, and I don't know if I've said that right, has taken the power of the sheriff back into his jurisdiction. Now, it is being reported as taking an unusual step of pulling police powers from federal agencies. It shouldn't be an unusual step. This is the power of the sheriff, which our sheriffs have forgotten. I am so grateful for Sheriff Richard Mack, for his national ministry. We've had him on the show. I've worked with him. I'm grateful for his ministry to the sheriffs of this country, explaining to them that they are the most powerful people in their counties. Do you understand that? In your county, there is no one more powerful than your sheriff. In your county, the sheriff is more powerful than the representatives in your state. The sheriff is more powerful than the governor. The sheriff is more powerful than your federal representative, your federal senator. Your sheriff is more powerful than the president of the United States in your county. If the president of the United States were to come into your county, your sheriff, given probable cause, could arrest the president of the United States. He wouldn't need any other authorization. And if your sheriff does not want the federal government enforcing federal law or having arrest powers in his jurisdiction, your sheriff has the right to stop any federal agent from doing anything. Come on now, you've seen the movies. It was very popular in the 70s and the 80s to have these movies where the sheriffs would stand up against the feds and say, sorry, this is my jurisdiction. You're not doing anything here. We've lost that mentality. We've fallen into such degree of servitude to the federal government that even our sheriffs have been brainwashed. And unfortunately, I believe that's become the tool of the federal dollar bill. So much federal money now is seeped into the office of your sheriff. This equipment, that equipment, armored vehicles, training, uniforms, flak vests, everything that you can get, and combined with cooperative contracts, so that now your deputies have dual jurisdiction, that when your sheriff signs a contract with the federal government, your deputies not only have jurisdiction locally, but they have this very attractive thing called federal jurisdiction. We're being brainwashed into taking cookies and suckers that have absolutely no nutritional value whatsoever, hyped up with sugar, and we cannot do anything about that. We cannot do anything about that. We have got to make sure that what we're doing here is constitutional. Look, I'm trying to tell you here that if we do not get our sheriffs back into their full constitutional power, there is nothing that we can do to keep the federal government out of our jurisdictions. We have got to stand for the Constitution and get our sheriffs back into control of this government. Put them back in their proper power. Put them back in their proper position. Educate your sheriff to his proper jurisdiction, or we will lose everything. You must have a constitutional sheriff. You must educate your sheriffs. And by the way, may I remind you to stand with Sheriff Finch. Because if we do not stand behind our sheriffs now, there is nothing that we can do, because they will no longer have the courage to stand with us. Thank you for joining me today, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Would you trust your eyes to the lowest bidder? There's